Well, just about halfway through the primary season, that's a means for a nice checkpoint analysis. Professor Spencer Kimball, what are we seeing, man? What's ahead? Whatever you want, take it from me.
Well, good morning, Larry. Yes, this primary has been interesting for the first 25, 26 states. Obviously, there's a few runoffs that we're still going to be looking at. But one thing that has really popped out in these is the presidential endorsement of President Trump at the point at this time. Now, we're talking, or we're starting to look at to 2020 and saying, hey, do you think the Republicans might fraction and there could be a split in a primary battle there? But what we're seeing in these primaries is that the party itself, the voters, seem to be fairly in line with the president and not with Republicans that are going against the presidential grain, basically. If we take a look in South Carolina last week, Representative Mark Sanford, and you might remember Sanford's name back from like 09, 2010. He had that rendezvous in the Appalachians, or maybe it was Argentina. Anyways, he was governor. He ended up becoming a congressperson. I think it was in 2012 he got elected into Congress. He's been against the president, spoken out against some of his policies and things that he said. And he got primaried out by a state rep, Katie Arrington, on Tuesday by about 4 or 5 points. Trump had endorsed Arrington. So to me, there's another sign of presidential power. Now, on the flip side, the governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster, who was put in when Nikki Haley went to the UN, he was endorsed as well by the president, but wasn't able to get over the 50%. So he'll be in a runoff in the Republican primary in a couple of weeks. So remember last week we looked in Alabama, there was Martha Roby, the congresswoman from the 2nd District. She had spoken out against the president and she got primaried and she's also in a runoff. So we're beginning to see that within the Republican Party, maybe the fraction isn't as great as it is within other groups within the voting bloc.
Let's go to Nevada, because a few weeks ago you got put on the spot there, calling Nevada actually ground zero. I'm using this quote from you, Spence. Ground zero for the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. Nevada 3 is the one that you've really highlighted. So why don't you sort of get into detail there?
Yeah, Nevada 3 jumps back and forth. I think it's 3 times in the last 10 years it's switched parties. And Jackie Rosen, who is now running for U.S. Senate, she gave up the seat. And now who was able to come out was Danny Tarkanian. You might remember the name, the old coach.
Oh, the coach, from, Jerry Tarkanian.
Chewing on the towel on
running
the sideline.
Rebels.
Yeah, he's been around the block, though. Anyways, Tarkanian, he was going to run in that, I believe, the governor's race, or maybe it was in the Senate race. It was in the Senate race. But then the president asked him to jump out of that, run in the 3rd congressional. He ended up getting the nomination with about 42-43% of the vote. He'll be running against the Democrat Susie Lee. And that's going to be a very hot race there in Nevada.
Let's go all the way, complete opposite end of the coast. Good vacation spot on a Father's Day weekend. Maine voting to preserve their ranked choice voting. I actually saw that from Celtics assistant GM Mike Zarin on a tweet, and I took that to you. So why don't you say what you said to me privately in this space here?
Well, this ranked choice voting is actually creating quite a confusion out in Maine. The Republicans really didn't have an issue. Their nominee, Sean Moody, won the nomination with, I think it was like 70%, but he got over the 50% threshold that is necessary to win out the party nomination. Two things happened here. So one, the legislature in Maine voted to veto this ranked choice voting, and there was a ballot initiative in the primary to see if this would stay in place for the general election. Voters voted in favor of keeping the ranked choice voting, so voted against the veto. So ranked choice voting is going to stay. And the Democrats in their governor's race has a ranked choice voting, and they've got 4 candidates running there, and they're still counting the votes. And it's going to probably take another, as of the 18th, this is going to probably take a few more days to figure out who's going to be the Democratic nominee, because after each round of voting, the least number of the candidates with the least number of votes get eliminated, and then they recount all of the votes. And they're currently still putting in the ballots. Now, if this ranked choice voting holds, which it appears it will, I think it really will help the Democrats. Sean Moody, he is like a Paul LePage, who's the current governor. LePage only won elections with 37-38% of the vote. And this law is basically put in to keep a candidate like LePage out. So it'll be interesting to see Sean Moody, who's really aligned himself with LePage and might have limited himself to a 40-41% of the total vote. It'll be interesting to see if he's able to circumvent that and get up to that 50% threshold.
Let's wrap on this real quick, Spence. We'll race down 95, finish with this. Republicans making a lot of noise on social media about some transpirings into Virginia. You just want to touch upon that real quick before
Virginia's
we go?
Yeah, Virginia's interesting. We got Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart didn't come out of nowhere. He almost beat Gillespie last year for that Republican nomination in the governor's race. He now got the nomination. And the reason why he's such a controversial figure is that he's really used the Confederate symbols and Civil War monuments as a staple of like the base of his support. So Republicans are concerned in Virginia and around the country that Corey Stewart will, even if he's not, will certainly be perceived as, promoting racism or some sort of antagonist in society. And this might hurt not only Republicans in Virginia down the ballot, but across the country. That's what they're speculating. And you're seeing Republicans kind of run away from Stewart. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out and how much legs the Stewart campaign gets on a national look.
Back next week with a new poll from Emerson Polling on the July 1st Mexico presidential election, followed by a national poll on Donald Trump's North Korea summit to round out the month. Full details on the agency's Twitter account at Emerson Polling and first release on the Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.